Tanga so kashore, talando dene, takasore, hatun de maledio marve, hatun, hatun de maledio oris. Tanga so he said, anger the cousin danger and marve, anger de the valimba. Anger this. Najunga, good, Najunga, Najunga, good, what the inch of Taji Lujana? Tada the new Gunjin, eh? Tada the new Gunjin, Ravala Sutu, ah, the Marabe, the Ro, Aja Najunga, go, Najunga, go, Tada the new Gunjin, eh? What the inch of Kuzu Taji Luna?
Okay, so we've arrived at stanza number 59. We've been going over currently the section on special insight in the text, Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment by Lord Atisha. So stanza number 59 reads as follows. Having thus meditated on suchness, eventually, after reaching heat and so forth, the very joyful and others are attained, and before long, the enlightened state of Buddhahood.
Tony Lame will have to go in at the Kale Kale, and the Tibachim is Yolanta, Tulanta, Gulanta, and the Mulula to the Jobu Sanjigres, Sanji Gutuola, Tare Mugu, and Jobu Sanji, Yering Mare, Jobu Togres, as you were the nigger, turned out the Jumu Mare.
So the meaning of this stanza here is that if one achieves the realization or the state of special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, then eventually this practitioner will be able to traverse the stage, the Mahayana stages of the path, or five paths, and reach the path of seeing, the path of meditation, and the path of no more learning, and up to the unsurpassable true state of Buddhahood or enlightenment. So one is able to do so through achieving various stages along this path.
That jadan lhatung shera mogu yores, shebale yore, nabale yores, tandan de tu de tuni lami lhatung sundu gores, marbe tuni tubi lhatung shera kishuris, tuni tubi shera kishuris, and tuni tubi shera la tene, and tibachimi jolan, tuna. Ani gulan tenu gune, ah karasu gure, rinji dune, sanji saldo gures. Tuni tu bishera mera sanji tu umare sun dinsa marbe.
Tuni tu bishera mena sanji
tu umares.
So if one achieves the state of special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, and has the wisdom realizing emptiness, or the wisdom which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, then one can traverse the various stages of the path and achieve these various levels of wisdom relative to emptiness, and eventually through the various paths of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and no more learning, achieve the state of complete Buddhahood. But the wisdom, the special insight, or a wisdom which is special insight, is not something exclusive to the Buddhist tradition. We can find this in non-Buddhist as well as Buddhist traditions. So the special insight and utilizing other objects of observation, this kind of wisdom can be found in non-Buddhist schools. But what is special, or what is exclusive to the Buddhist tradition, is that the object of observation of the wisdom for Buddhist practitioners is emptiness, and one is able to achieve the state of Buddhahood with this. Without the wisdom realizing emptiness, Buddhahood is not possible.
Oje dat tuni du bi shera de ne teme ge de ne ni tu da ranje tu ge da ju bu ku bu tu bala ya tuni du bi shera me ba tu ma la tu me ba tu ma res tuni du bi la tu du ga res mar ba.
So even if we look at the Hinayana paths, or the lesser vehicle tradition, even if one is on any of the two types of paths in the lesser vehicle tradition, whether they are the hearer's path or solitary realizer's path, and wish to achieve the state of foe destroyer or arhatship, all of these levels and this realization of arhatship or state of foe destroyer is achieved independence upon this wisdom realizing emptiness, the wisdom which utilizes emptiness as its object. Here we see that it is indispensable in either of the two Hinayana paths that will eventually allow the practitioner to achieve the state of foe destroyer in the lesser vehicle tradition according to their path.
Kemala sanje saging sanje to the young, don't you do be sherola ten sanje waters? Tata the sanje to the gungalo, don't you do be sherola ten sanje waters? Maoba and Naruso sanje do ya, don't you do be sherola ten sanje wurumado, don't you do be sherola mera sanje to a yumaris? And the sherra jibule, two sons the jiba tanji, sherra jibaru the shimbala tena, Lana mebayata was dubishan, two don't know about zuba sanje sauce, sherra jibu tatale.
So, whether it is the Buddha who has come before, or the current Buddha, or the Buddha who will come in the future, all of these Buddhas will be able to achieve their state of Buddhahood by relying upon the wisdom realizing emptiness. Without the wisdom realizing emptiness, these beings would not have been able to achieve the state of Buddhahood, and will not be able to achieve the state of Buddhahood. So all the Buddhas of the three times rely upon the wisdom realizing emptiness. And we can see in the Heart Sutra where it says all the Buddhas of the three times all the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita. I want to get the exact quote. I memorize it until I'm on the spot.
By means of Prajnaparamita, fully awakened to unsurpassed
Virtue. Yeah, all the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita, fully awakened to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. So here in the Heart Sutra, this is what it's referring to. So once again, the quote, if anyone has it in front of them, is about three quarters of the way down, and it says, all the Buddhas of the three times, and that's the past, present, and future, by means of Prajnaparamita, fully awakened to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. So here this refers to the wisdom realizing emptiness that is necessary for the Buddhas of the past, present, and future to be able to have achieved and to achieve their individual results.
Oje tatne rajong ba tan sanje tyusung sanje kngalo tuni du bi sherala ne ne sanje wures ane maru du kngalo sinje tan je sanje re gi chadu yare sanje ju yare ma ba ne sanje ba ti se tuni du bi sherala ne sanje wures tuni du bi sherala tan ane sanju bi sanla ne sanje wu sun de za ma re ba tuni du bi sherala tan shanji tuni du bi sherala gu wures tuni du bi sherala chambe sanje tu ma re ane ma de gu wures sha sha yu Yeah.
So all of the Buddhas of three times, all the foe destroyers of the three times, those who will achieve the state of arhatship, will do so by relying upon the wisdom realizing emptiness. So all sentient beings possess what is called Buddha potential or Buddha nature. And this Buddha nature will be realized, and the sentient beings will become future Buddhas by relying upon the wisdom realizing emptiness. So we see that this is indispensable in order for those beings to achieve the state of foe destroyer. And the Tamangare Sumpure, the Chichesun. The Dusum Sanje Dajumba, the So, but only by relying upon the wisdom realizing emptiness, one is not able to achieve the state of Buddhahood. It is necessary for this practitioner to also realize bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, because it's necessary for him or her to have a union of method and wisdom in order to achieve the state of Buddhahood. So wisdom realizing emptiness alone is not sufficient. One must also have the mind that aspires to enlightenment in order to achieve the final result of Buddhahood.
Guyaadu kari jusen kari resi tiba ina anna saji kubuntu bala nyuma bata shishi tiba pungu wari nyuri ki tawa denzin tuli wari chuna deba dhubun zibi denzin denzin teki nyebu tuu de tuni tubi shiro resi tuni tubi shiro meba denzin pungu wari denzin pungu matu na denzin ki tiba nyuma pungu wari nyuma ki jabi pacha pungu wari le pungu wari resi wa jusen te tudu wari resi maribaya.
So what is the reason that it's necessary for the Buddhas of the three times and for the foe destroyers to rely upon the wisdom realizing emptiness? What is the reason or the necessity behind this realization? The reason is that in order to achieve these states, it's necessary to eradicate the afflictive obstructions. And the afflictive obstructions are created by the grasping at, or create the grasping at true existence. So the grasping at true existence is what creates the cycle. And the wisdom realizing emptiness serves as an opponent to the actual grasping at true existence. So if the grasping at true existence is eradicated, then the effect cannot be produced. So if the causal factor for the effect is not present, then the effect itself cannot be produced. So the grasping at true existence is what blocks one, what binds one to cyclic existence. And the afflictive obstructions are what inhibits one from being able to achieve the state of foe destroyer, and also the obstructions to omniscience must be eradicated in order to achieve the state of complete Buddhahood. So we can see that in order for the practitioner to do so, one must have the wisdom realizing emptiness because it serves as an opponent to the grasping at true existence, which creates the afflictions and actions and so forth.
Oye, tatene, doni tu shera la tene, kasu saji kum tu gubate, and the shera nibul duas, and the mumulu duta, ayan de wata, but then the wata bata, and jujela suba tanji sumu waris, marbe.
So, all of the great scholars have stated this and relied upon this wisdom realizing emptiness. Scholars such as the great master Nagarjuna and Chandrakirti and Aryadeva.
Atisha.
So now we're going over the pronouncement of Atisha at this point. But the not only in the Heart Sutra can we find this, we can find all of the various Indian pandits pronouncing this as well.
Gol malas ba, segi tiwa je. Tani jabi chungun di chambu sumba de, ane de karsu gore tiwa ki jencha na maris, tiwa ki jencha. Tiwa ki jil shuridna tani jencha taanduwa. Ane karsa, ngosa kan dene sumba des, ane karsa yuente jabi sumba jin zeba shes. Kadang rechen segi tiwa de, luwa kanki dangchan tuyun jurus.
So Atisha's stages of the path are likened to a golden mala, and the stages of the path for beings of small, medium, and great capacity are like the ornaments or adornments on Jianchi, the adornments or ornaments on this actual golden rosary or golden mala. So Tisha's stages of the path, once again, are likened to a golden mala, and the small, medium, and great scopes, or the teachings for small, medium, and great beings are like the ornaments to, or adornments to, the actual golden rosary. So the Kadampa, the old Kadampa, so the basically the stages of the path according to the old Kadampa tradition are like a golden rosary. And the Tisha stages of the path is what we're speaking of here.
Mwansa kan dene sumbu tis, adi shaka lanje rinpa ten nanglo le sanje ge do nga ane tsama ten nanglo dhiyo waris, lab ngopi dene, dhiyo dene, dhudu dene, wate dwenda tsama lo adi shaka lanje rinpa dhiyo waris, sanje katsu ma dhiyo na dene sums, ngopi dene, dhiyo dene, dhudu dene sumar be, mwansa kan dene sumbu tis, ngopi dene abu dhamma kusha mar be, abu dhamma kusha.
So it's stated, I don't have the exact quote, and maybe when I'm done, somebody might have it, but by Drong Tompa, that all of the Buddha's pronouncements are condensed in this format in three. And here, the three refers to the three baskets, the Abhidharma basket, the Sutra basket, and the Vinaya basket. So it's stated that all of the teachings of the three types of beings of three capacity in the stages of the path by Lord Atisha, all of these contain all of the three baskets. And the baskets relate to or have a connection with the three higher trainings. The higher training in ethics it is connected to the Vinaya basket. The higher training in concentration is the Sutra basket, and the higher training in wisdom is the Abhidharma basket. So these three trainings are connect with the three baskets. And here we see three beings of three capacities in the text by Lord Atisha. So the excellent qualities of this text which the excellent qualities which are the explanations of the beings of three capacities, the teachings shared in common with beings of small, medium, and great capacity, are like the ornaments on a golden rosary. So all the practice, and the reason they are ornaments on this golden rosary is because all of the practices contained within it, all of the practices for the beings of three capacities are beneficial in some way. So we see that there is benefit in all of them, good in all of them, so they are ornaments on a golden mala, and they contain all of the teachings of the three baskets in a condensed format.
Oje ta nga zo kanju bodu jana ji tenju tin mambu yare tan ni ti dija ja ba ina an nga zo dulu na sheya kale ho mar bes
kale
bodu jana ji bolun jo ba de jana ji yoro wa jana tenju ni ja tu ju
ni ja ju
216 book
216 yeah the numbers are so 216 jadan j ni cha dan ju
ju
okay then
ওয়া দসু দানা গাসু পেশা রে লুবাই লুবাই না ন দি দন্দা শিয়া কাল খবরেস রবা আদি শা গলা রে লতে নে লাব শে তোর সুরা মাল দঙ্গা শা ইচোয়া করসা জয়ু গোম দলা নি বিচোয়াস আনি পেশ পোজা মম দি দন্দা দ লেলা আদি শা গলা রে দেবি না দসু দন্দা দঙ্গা সু লেল হাব জেন লো চায়ং রেস দলা নি বস ও থিংস আর ইস আ কাজং গাসু শু সরোয়া Sora mali danga chawar, jayu gomba dala nyo, nyesha chumbe yang karasur, nari dudem duwa, shishi bachi, watar de, watar shi de re.
So, if we were to try, in Tibetan tradition, we have 108 volumes in the Panjor, which is the pronouncements of Buddha, and we have 216 volumes in the Tanjor, which are the commentaries of Buddha's speech. So if one was to try to read all of these books and ascertain the meaning, it would be quite difficult. It would be difficult to read all of them. But it is not difficult for us to read the small amount that we find in the stages of the path, or the lamp of the path to enlightenment, rather, on the stages of the path by the great master Atisha. Because this lamp for the path to enlightenment, contains all of the meaning contained in the 108 volumes of the Kanjor and the 216 volumes of the Tanjor and the Lung Detsu.
What the cause of lose lada? How did you do that?
And the Lung.
Sura mali danga chawa ta, jayu gomba dala nye ba ta, nishu chimbi ansa le jansu, teshi jabiyo kibi ju ne, kene tume tembi damba ju, jibu sunji langji rinba yi, ira mutu ju den su shi yu esu duwe.
Just bear with me one moment, I have the text here. Atisha makes it easy to understand how there is nothing incompatible in all Buddha's teachings and makes every scriptural pronouncement without exception dawn on your mind as a personal guideline. It makes it easy to discover what Buddha intended and protects you from the abyss of the great mistake. Because of these four benefits, what discriminating person among the erudite masters of India and Tibet will not have his or her mind be complete and taken by these stages of the path? According to three levels of motivation, the supreme instructions to which many fortunate ones have devoted themselves.
What is it, Marabe? Tāmbu nīne tīmēng lāngu māndūpa jī, tāmbu nīne tījīng lāngu rūshā kīñjī mē yīnā, anī cūlāng kāsū lē tūñī lāmi bī shīnē gōng, tēnī tūñī lāmi bī lātū tūsū nā jūlāng rūshā gō mā rūpē, tījīng kī jūlāng.
Tē,
yāngjī sūr nāng, tē tēmē, tē tēchēn kā gī. Tīpā chīmbī lāngu rūshā kīñjī lā, tāmbu nīne tīpā chīmbī lāngu rūshā kīñjī dāng, tambo teme lang dune ya yong ba ina teme da jung tu teme ko sun yedu pung sarwa ani sha ju sen ju ji run so lang le ne gro wa teni ya ani toni la mi la dung teme ko tu sarwa la dung sa ba gung go ma res tambo nin te jen lang do gen de ge sha ju sen ju li ji yong du so lang se gen de le wa res so lang go zo den toni la mi she ne gung Shene toza suna ten toni la mibu latung gung. Latung to suna suna na zhulan re nukuris, maribaya. Zhulan bacha nukuris.
So, when we look at the stages of the path, according to lesser vehicle and great vehicle, there are two kinds of beings who will eventually traverse the stages of the great vehicle five paths. So there are those who first progress the lesser vehicle path and go through the five paths of accumulation, preparation, seeing, meditation, and no more learning. And by doing so are able to eradicate the afflictive obstructions within the continuum and achieve the state of foe destroyer, but have not traversed the Mahayana five paths and cannot achieve the state of complete Buddhahood. It is only when one realizes the mind that aspires to enlightenment or bodhicitta, that he or she begins at the path of accumulation. So the two types of beings are those who first goes through the lesser vehicle paths and then recognizes bodhicitta and arrives at the path of accumulation. And the other is one who directly begins with the great vehicle path and achieves the realization of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. Once he or she realizes this mind that aspires to enlightenment, realizes bodhicitta, then he or she is on the path, Mahayana path of accumulation. And then he or she engages in practices and achieves calm abiding, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness. And then once he or she achieves the state of special insight, goes from calm abiding to a state of special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, then he or she goes from the path of accumulation to the Mahayana path of accumulation to the Mahayana path of preparation. So the turning point from accumulation to preparation in the Mahayana is... or the defining factor is that he or she has achieved the special union of calm abiding and special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness.
Waji tat de jalan ko zu tat oni ne ma bil hadun to yon dil hadun to dil ani denzin shibin ne lo gors denzin ko shu shi da ma ba chan gors shu na de su chon chan gors denzin sabul lo zu na cha toni du shero de she chob chan ro wa shi chob chan du denzin de shi da ko shu me ba ani ma zu
julamba
julankos
Then the Julan Lena, the Danzing, the Dambon Mepa.
Don't you do Shiva Shichabucha? And the cool Nabanyabuchana was Shishida Mepa.
So once one reaches the path of preparation, then at that point the grasping at true establishment and grasping at true existence becomes quite weak and becomes quite unstable and withers, and the actual wisdom realizing emptiness, or the wisdoms. Becomes much more powerful and much stronger. So we see that the wisdom is much more powerful and strong, and the grasping at true existence becomes much weaker.
Sat namu tu bares. Sat namu ke mi de sat namu rado gawas ragala su tu jis wat de izare.
So here it says eventually after reaching heat and so forth. Once one achieves the state of the path of preparation, there are four levels within it. The four levels are heat, peak, patience, and last mundane level. So these four levels of the path of preparation are, there are four levels of the path of preparation. So here, this is what heat refers to. At that point, one does not have a direct perception or a direct prime cognition of emptiness. It is not until he or she achieves the path of seeing that he or she has a direct prime valid cognition of emptiness itself. So it is stated that one sees emptiness directly as one sees a form in front of oneself. So one sees emptiness here. Meaning of this is that one has a direct prime cognition of emptiness itself. And that occurs on the path of seeing. And once one reaches that level, then he or she reaches the first bodhisattva level. And the first bodhisattva level is called the very joyful. So here, the very joyful and the others are attained refers to the 10 bodhisattva levels, the first one being called the very joyful. So this is the meaning of this.
Or the path of seeing. And the path of seeing.
I'm sorry?
One has achieved the path of, one is then on the path of seeing after they have a direct prime valid cognition of emptiness.
Correct. Okay. Once one has a direct prime cognition of emptiness and sees it as readily as one sees a form in front of them, at that point they reach the path of seeing. They become a first ground bodhisattva. There are 10 bodhisattva grounds he or she then must traverse, and the first bodhisattva ground is called the very joyful, and the others refer to the other bodhisattva grounds.
Oje ta sa nam bi go zo nen zin kun ta nyu mon kun ta ga bu kun du kun ta de sha kun ta ga lo ti ti go su pon de ris de den zin kun ta da de sha kun ta la zo pon bin go den do de du ta ba ris sa nam bu to du ne ane shan sen ge pa ba ga ni go ju ta ba ris mar be ti jin ji ga ni go ju ga ni la jo ji bi te ba chen bi ga ni go ju ren da ris ane den zin kun ta mo bin go den ta ne to ba ris Denzin dang du cha gunda. Denzin gunda sina, chuno denzin jusen la tene. Chuno deba juba, puna sensan ba du suge, duje gola deba juba re. Kare sina, kun duje rawas, juli jeba rawas. Juli jeba insan deba juba res, jusen san dang zin du gora ba. Sensan ba du suge, ranju ba du suge, denzin gunda sigerta. Jusen la tene, deba juba zin de. Lo lo she dele, denzin gunda re. Wa de tonan kos bon insa res. अनि यसो पेजिक लेदु सुको थोनन थोनन गस बोंदे दे दे सिन्दी नन्दुलन तदान गबन जुरुस गसो दि जे यग लेदा ओदन्य कजुरे नन्दुलन तुसन पोंदो गस ता गसो जे अगले
सो वन्स वन अचीव्स द पाथ ऑफ सीइंग एंड हैज अ डायरेक्ट प्राइम कॉग्निशन ऑफ एम्प्टीनेस इटसेल्फ द कोर्स level or the gross level of the grasping at true establishment is abandoned, and the coarse or gross level of the attachments are also abandoned. At that point, one becomes a bodhisattva arya, a bodhisattva superior, and also becomes a sangha jewel or a spiritual community jewel. So at the point of realizing emptiness, he or she becomes a sangha jewel eradicates the coarse grasping at true establishment and the coarse attachments. So the meaning of this, grasping, that is the coarse grasping, are the graspings that rely upon reasoning, that rely upon a reason for their establishment. And we see this in the mind-only school and in the middle way autonomy school, where they use actual reason or logic to prove that there is actual some sort of true establishment. So at this point, at the path of seeing, these misconceptions at the gross level are eradicated. And also the potential for one to be thrown, or for one's throwing karma to throw them or to project them into the lower realms is also abandoned. So once one reaches the path of seeing, then the potential to be born into the lower realms is no longer there. These are all attributes of the path of seeing.
Okay.
I just want to clarify something. The gross levels are abandoned. The gross levels are abandoned because they have eradicated the reasons for grasping.
What the kind of grasping and true establishment that is eradicated, the kind of it that's eradicated, is the coarse level of it. And that coarse level of it is the one that relies upon reason. So the grasping at true establishment that relies upon all of these reasons to establish it is abandoned at the level of the path of seeing. So there are various levels when we look at grasping at true establishment, and we look at attachment. There are the innate and the innate or natural and the artificial. So the difference between these two is that artificial graspings or artificial afflictions are those which rely upon reason. And the innate or natural afflictions are those which arise without reason or naturally. Here, when we speak of the gross level that rely upon reason, we're speaking of the actual artificial grasping and true establishment, the artificial attachment, not the natural.
Oye da denzin ko nyomo ko da ta ko thona ko pon sa du le ta lheje de le du ars denzin lheje nyomo lheje ta denzin lheje de le chungon di chambu sun she go ars denzin lheje chungon di chambu sun she ro wa chambu le sun di le sun chung le sun so go she go ars denzin lheje ko go ars go ja go ars ta
kale
je
ya
ya
ya So when we look at the natural the natural grasping at true establishment, or the natural afflictions, we'll see that there are three levels of three, when we look at the natural afflictions, or the natural grasping at true establishment. there are the great level, great level, the great, and when I say level, it means as far as coarseness. But so that's what it means when I say great in this respect. But we're talking about natural afflictions, not the other kind,
artificial.
Not the artificial ones, because Rinpoche said that the path of seeing one has eradicated the artificial. The innate afflictions have the great level, which has three levels, the great, medium, and small, the medium level, which has three levels, the great, medium, and small, and the small level, which has three levels, the great, medium, and small. So there are three levels within each of the three levels, the great, medium, and small. And these levels refer to the coarseness of the actual natural grasping at true establishment and the natural afflictions themselves. And this refers to all of them. So if we look at attachment, the attachment has these three levels of, when we look at the innate attachments. And the hatred or anger has these three levels. So this can be applied to all of the negative emotions or negativities.
Da dene denzi chimbo di chongo du dambu chimbo du pongo gores marba. Chimbo du dambu pongo, di yinba pongo, chongo du sumba pongo gores. Buna nga su dolu chudu wash. Dene traba chi chi okno ngel tanu duwas. Traba chongo du su machine le kale mamaja ugon duwas. Lumin sanga zombe zola khan chi chetan dun beba jin duwas. Zola khan ki chetan dun beba s. Tudu nga su diba da ondu le nga su dolu chudu dhan dhan gores. Dolu chudu le traba chi chi okno ngel. Dean the Shogul Dagres, Chung the Tishu Dagan was, but then I, and then the Chimbi Chimbote, Nail Pondogres, Dean the Tishugul Pongres, Chung the Tishugul Mons, what the Zoro?
Then Singh example is Habadra.
Hibandas Gurbe.
Haribadra.
Haribadra, yeah. Singh example, what this one was?
Then Zulukong.
Zulakong, Chitan the Bevasana, the Lut Trugan, the Lut Truban Damaris. Dolu chugin ki dolu chubitse, traba chewa de, she chewa de ngel dagunduwa se, tenne dien dagunduwa, tenne chungo dagunduwa. But ten naji, gongan ji, denzi bongwa di se, denzi, lenji chemo de ngel bongre, dien de tishugulu bongre, chungo tishugulu bongre, ten rabo res, marbe.
So, Hari Bhadra states that the levels are similar to the cleaning a cloth again and again. And here, when one looks at cleaning a cloth or washing it, for instance, and there it's dirty. Maybe the first time you wash it, you get the gross levels of the dirt out, and then you wash it again, and a little more comes out, and you wash it again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and so forth, and eventually it becomes completely clean. So this happens through a process of cleaning it again and again. So this process of eradicating the natural or innate of afflictions or innate grasping at true establishment in the great levels, the three levels of that, and the medium levels, and the three levels of that, and the small levels, and the three levels of that. These levels are similar to the dirt that's left over after each washing in a cloth. And eventually one is able to completely wash them. So here the explanation is what is eradicated or cleansed on what path. So here we say on the path of seeing, then the path of meditation, this is what happens. The path of meditation, one eradicates the great levels and the medium levels and so forth, et cetera, et cetera. So these explanations are given according to what is dispensed of or what is abandoned relative to the levels of innate afflictions that are left from the path of seeing onward.
Mm-hmm. 침비디 침비 중앙송대 침비 전부도 산이바 본 거래스 산이바
칼리카네
침비 전부도 산이베 본 침비딘데 산이바 사송바 본 거래스
침비 전부
산이바 침비디 사송바 침비 중앙 사지바 말베 사지바 제바 본 알아 더 자선로슈
오케이 so when we look at the bodhisattva levels relative to the levels of the levels of natural or innate afflictions that are abandoned, we see that once one abandons the great level of the great of natural graspings, one reaches the second bodhisattva level. When one abandons the medium level of the great, one reaches the third bodhisattva level. When one abandons the small level of the great, one achieves the fourth bodhisattva level.
What the bodhisattva?
So these are the three abandonments in their relation.
Then that denzi ding the last one yorwa, ding chenbo, ding 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 chongsong yorwa. Ding chenbo de sa ngaba gu bong ma res ding chenbo sa ngaba ding ding sa zhuba ding chong sa dyung ba gu bong ma res
so then the medium level of the natural graspings also has the three great medium and level so the great of the medium the medium of the medium and the small of the medium so once one abandons the great of the medium level of the natural afflictions, one reaches the fifth bodhisattva level. One abandons the medium of the medium, one reaches the sixth bodhisattva ground. And when one abandons the small of the medium, one reaches the seventh bodhisattva ground.
What the tadane sadhuba meshe dege denzi ding kosmo meshe dpong sasumas ta chungo chungo chembo chungo di chungo chembo sung yorwa te sa jeba tambo dege jesha dpong dus ta chungo chembo chungo di chungo sung yorwa te sungo de sa jeba dege jesha dpong dus nyang do pong dus
Ale together. Sajepa Aram. So I haven't heard all this stuff. Simultaneously, at the eighth bodhisattva level, simultaneously,
all three are abandoned.
All three are abandoned. Then Chenbi Chungo Din Dang. Chungo Chenbo Din Dang Chungo.
Sunde. Sajepa. Nyandu Bunuris. Jishad Bunuris.
So. Then.
So
I went over the medium, correct?
Yes.
So we've arrived at the small. So at the small level also has the great, medium, and small. So the great of small, the medium of small, and the small of small. So once one reaches the eighth bodhisattva ground, simultaneously all three levels of these natural afflictions are abandoned. So once one reaches the eighth bodhisattva ground, the great of the small, the medium of the small, and the small of the small level of natural graspings are simultaneously eradicated, and one is on the eighth bodhisattva ground at that point.
와지 사제발라 드마다다 자제뇽 신주시 사제발라 드마다다 자제뇽 신주시스 와데 오마주바고스도 사제바고서 네 덴지기 드마다다 본드르스 사제바고서 다 다중바르스 다중어 차노거스 사제발라 드마다다 자제뇽 신주시스 tanda gade uman jugo
saje
ba go so den zi ga bon de gres
saje de long kali
kali saje ba la ta ma da da za je nyo shin ju shin saje ba go so ani den zi ga ta ma da da bon ne den zi bon bi ta ba to gres den zi bon bi da no ba to no gres mar ba
jema
de ne ga den zi ga ma se den zi go ro den zi ga ta ma lo gre
So it states, I don't have the exact quote, I will get it. It states that, and unless anyone here has it when I'm done, at the eighth Bodhisattva ground, one completely eradicates the grasping at true establishment. So the grasping, all grasping at true establishment is eradicated, and one reaches the state of foe destroyer at that point on the eighth Bodhisattva ground. So this is stated in Chandrakirti's Uma Jupa. The entrance to the middle way, the Madhyamika Avatara, and it states that at the eighth Bodhisattva ground, one eradicates all grasping at true establishment and thus is a foe destroyer. And again, that is not the exact quote, that's the meaning of the quote which Rinpoche gave, and in the future we'll get the exact quote.
That's a question. When you're talking about true establishment, and grasping at true establishment, are you talking about our grasping at a relative truth and appearances?
It's also, I don't know if it's helpful, but they also say grasping at true existence. So grasping at things having true establishment or being truly existent.
Okay.
The Rinpoche, the Chuwa Dan Lenja, the Gadu, the Chikshin and the Chuwam. Okay, so Rinpoche said if folks have questions as we go, it's fine to ask them.
Toba yena kaduga tu tindigres. Toba yena kadula nandigres. Toba mena ngazu manros.
If there's some sort of uncertainty or something you need to know, then we can go over the question. But if not, we'll continue on the text. So does anyone, Rinpoche, does anyone have questions? Looks like folks do. Shikshana Triwa and Mom.
Are the artificial and the innate afflictions,
mm-hmm.
are they contained within each other? Is one set more coarse than the other? Or are they, is one included in the other?
Gunda dan lenche, nyomong gunda dan nyomong lenche. The nicha, the rapa dan tramo, the kongi chiwa, the nyomong gonta dan lenche nyambu, the nyomong gonta nyomong lenche nala ribe nyambu
nyomong gonta dan lenche ni nyomong jiwa res bena kondo kondo dweja gonta dan lenche duwa sirwa dweja bena dweja jisa yudile ku kadu yabu jirandu ii yabu jirandu wadindaka sanu mumutana an dweja gonta jiyongu res marwe jusen mumutana tambala tene an dweja gonta jiyongu res chuji mayi yiji le nyomong jun sanwa yis nyomong gara jiba yina ya chuji mayi bi yiji la tene jidigo res chuji mayi bi yiji dweja jiba yina an dweja de ii dan kadu yabu dosan sanu mumutana tambala yina chuji mayi bi yiji sikindiris What the Jusin Latin Dosha Jung was? Then the Jusin San Madonna Yanko Dosha Jung was.
Then
Kandre Udu
Gangi Sana
Kun Chuja. Kandre Udu,
then
Jusin Kandre Jusin Madena, so Gabu Jesa del Gabu Yodro, Jusin San Madonna del Gabu Yodro, Gabu did the Dosa.
This is probably there are two types of when we look at afflictions and we look at, for instance, attachment or anger and so forth, and any of those kinds of afflictions, they all have a natural and an artificial level. So when we look at attachment, for instance, attachment's artificial level is when one, for instance, is attracted to something, starts to look at the color and like the shape and say that looks very nice and the way that is beautiful and wonderful. And then relying upon these various reasons, then one becomes attached. And this is an artificial attachment, because one is relying upon the reasons and so forth be attached to said object, whatever the object of observation or object of that attachment is. The actual natural affliction or natural anger is the one, I'm sorry, attachment is the one that just instantly arises without relying upon reason, that does not rely upon any reason whatsoever. So my question was, is how does that come about? And Rinpoche said one just instantly you might see something and just instantly be attracted to it, or instantly like it and become attached to it. So
could you say that the artificial is basically the reasons are relying mainly on the sense perceptions?
The gonda sheba dru la dene. The nyomong gonda sheba dru la dene. Go sheba dru go.
Sheba dru.
Nyomong gonda.
Nyomong gunda san tab ma de.
Ducha gunda, ducha the jutsen.
Jutsen la tenen ducha chigun duwas. Wadun ducha gunda san gres. Jutsen san ma tanen ducha chigun duwas. Ko ducha de pe sen ba nung ge tiba jaja na jin de dun duwas. Wad de lenji res de. Lenji re du wores.
Then a the mi sheba nai sheba de dru.
Megi sheba ndo cha yo maris, ndo cha yina yiji sheba imi chagiris, ndo cha yina tuba imi chagiris, tuba yiji sheba madu yo maris, wanshin ndo cha su tu shaju yo maris.
Yine wanshin mena, dene kadok da tu mar, kadok ma da matuna duche yo mar.
Wanshin mena rija le den che unguris, rija, rija njang le dan, wa dawa dan tenil den che unguris.
Yine kongi triwa, de sheba chik go. Sheba chik mena. Sheba chik mena. Dene.
Dosha chetugur.
Yongur.
Mi sheba mena dosha chetugur. Tuko rizal den chigur. Dawal den.
Yine dene. De sheba chik go. Sheba chik mena. Dene.
Sheba toyoro. Sis consciousness. Dosha cheba tuka gursir lagudwe.
Karung. The drupa karung goa.
Karung go gurita.
Karung go.
Karung go.
Okay, so it is necessary. I forgot. Karung is the debate word.
Yeah.
So that means one of. So it is necessary to have one of those senses in order to become attached. But the Rinpoche said the consciousness itself, or the consciousness. I said consciousness. So, but like the eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, the consciousness itself. Does not actually the attachment. The consciousness is necessary in order to be attached, but it consciousness itself is not the sheba. The sheba, the nyomong, the sheba dru karung, the mena.
Then a Jaja Yomar, Yomu Yana Sheva Yubichan, Yomu Yina Yishiba Micho, Yishiba, Denzi in a Yishiba Micho, Yomu Yina Tuba Micho, Tuba Yishiba Matu, Onshil Tuba Jaju Yomaris.
So it's necessary to have the mental consciousness. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. A lot going on.
The arisal of artificial affliction without any of the six consciousnesses. And my follow-on question is, can you have an artificial affliction without any of the five sense consciousnesses? In other words, one that is based only on the mental consciousness.
Vene, sense consciousness, mental, sense consciousness. How do you say sense consciousness, Ed? I would say the five.
Namjigma.
Yeah, I can do that. Then Nampa Sheba, then Nampa Sheba Nga, Ngapu Karung, then Mena, then a Nyomong Gunta, Yong Due, Yong Tugu Due, Gangin Sena, the Yichi Sheba, you Yichi Sheba Kuna, then a Nyomong Gunta, Yong Tugu Due, Yichi Sheba Kuna,
용거르세 니 거서 비진 되셔지로 니 거서 원시 요마로 니 그데 니 놈 되셔져 유지르세
Yes, it is possible because look, if one is sleeping and has a dream, one is not invoking any of the other senses, but one is utilizing the mental sense consciousness at that point. Five sense consciousness. But we seem to have attachment. Yes, Dash.
I know you said that there's natural and artificial in each one of the afflictions, but like an actual example.
An example of each?
Yes, like
the example. I forgot the word for example. I've forgotten. Illustration. Illustration. Be. Sonche.
Ah.
The nyomong gunta ta nyomong lenche. The kon de yapushimar. The nyomong gunta gare. Nyomong lenche gare.
Nyomong gunta ta gante ndesha gunta. Ndesha gunta santan digdua. 진행해서서나 반난 되자 안에 되자가 이동원을 된 되자지 그랬어. 되자들이 이동원을 되네 잡아진 거라서 이동원지도 요아르스. 이동원을 산다네 안에 이동원의 체력이 시절에 이동원을 찾아도 거라서 어디 대창원도 되자지 올 되자도 로시레스. 되자지도 이동원을 된 지그레스. 이동원을 된 군주지 그레스. 이동화 요아르스 이동화 콘르 유데 이동화데 네 메바지 상당도 그러스 마르베 뒤남이 상도 그거르스
두
메 마가사들 마가사들 뒤남이 그 뒤남 마르와다 뒤남이 줄로 차고 그러다 데 요 마르와다 그 콘르 로로지로 로로지 저봉골 란제만 나버스
네네 두차 이동화
라데네
Seeing something's beauty. My mind is a marshmallow, by the way, everyone. Right now. You want to take help? Please.
See something that's more beautiful than the degree to which it actually is.
Okay,
it is beautiful, but it's not. But seeing it as more beautiful than it is.
Okay, so seeing something as more beautiful than it is, this mental engagement actually creates attachment. And then Rinpoche gave an example of aversion and seeing an enemy dene control.
Ta yidongwa santang, yidongwa yorwa. Yidongwa santang, santang, mabutang, ko yidang, kadu, santang, yidongwa, meba jiga yidongwa ji yundwa chaga yudhiyongwa, rang ju yudwa chuyi ribas. Wa te shechiba shiba jiongwa, te yundwa chaga yudwa yidongwa di yoma rizde.
But the beauty of the object doesn't contain the attachment itself. There is an existent of the beauty or wonder within that object. The object's beauty itself does actually exist, but within the existence of that beauty, the attachment of it is not an existent.
The attachment sees a beauty that it doesn't have, sees a beauty more than it has.
Sees the attachment sees
beauty,
a distorted
beauty, a greater beauty that's distorted, so the mind is deceiving itself in that way.
The perception of it?
The perception of it. The mm-hmm. attachment has
that's
that perception
attachment.
Of having beauty that is, seeing beauty that is not there.
Right.
There is some beauty there, but the attachment sees beauty that is not there.
A distorted, distorted perception of the actual object, the beauty of the object itself. Because the object's beauty is there. Because that's what Rinpoche was saying. I think I know why. The beauty of the object is there, but the distorted perception or cognition of its beauty is the improper mental engagement and is the attachment that's created from the distortion of the beauty.
So the
artificial attachment? Is that the natural one?
That would, because it's relying upon
that's
reason.
Artificial.
Yeah.
No, artificial if it's relying upon reason.
I'm sorry. Artificial is relying upon reason, so that is the artificial attachment.
Ducha juzen şey çoğu da bizi duvar mı diyorsun duvar?
Ducha şey çemu, the great level of attachment.
Juzen, juzen de ana ko bana çıbanı cidi duvar şey çemu diyor o. O dalatın çaba bir şey çemu diyor duvar mı be?
Çıba.
Çıbı duvar. Yani ko duvar diyor mu be? O dalatın ducha şey çemu diyor mu diye de. Duvar dalatın ducha şey diyor o da. Ducha şey çemu diyor o.
So we can see a great level of attachment to the is it orgasm? The bliss that's created sexually, we can see there's a great level of attachment to this because of the happiness or bliss that's created at that time. So we have a great level of attachment to that that moment because of the experience. But there, there also might be an attachment that is a natural or innate attachment that is just there and present, but isn't relying upon reason. It doesn't rely upon this engagement or reason. So if we slowly think of this,
what the name is, but I'm not to Taba Drew, Miss Milo, don't tell you Taba Drew Tongoro. Kale then Taba Drew Mundo, then Taba Inserts.
So at first it's very similar to maybe at first we might look at a rope and think that it's a snake, but slowly we will recognize that it is a rope and it is not a snake.
What the Najin Talo Latin, the child is a little luxurious. Chitan, you don't want the yard, you don't want the Milo Tunis, you don't want the child, you don't want silly girl.
So the actual beauty of the object is there, but the distorted amount of beauty which one has that causes the attachment is a wrong consciousness or mistaken view. It's this misapprehension or mistaken cognition which is the wrong consciousness or wrong view. It's the distortion of the object's beauty that is a wrong consciousness, not the beauty itself, because the beauty itself is there. Just the distortion of the beauty isn't. And this causes attachment.
What the name is that? Then the Saduba goes with Denzi and the Chungu Chungu, or the Chungu Kosun, the Jesus Munar is. But now, Kang tonang ji and denzin gu da de ji ji zat bung ge is ek example bu de na ji sa je ba go so and o ma tan ju ga je na denzin chung go so sa je ba ji zat bung ma is
then
de tama de o ma tan ju o ma tan da ma o ma tan ju ji ba o ma tan ju lu ji ja jin ro go re ma re ba o ma tan ju da wa ji ja jin de sa je ba go so denzin chung go so ji zat bung ma is But now, Haji, Zemba Jimmy, Tunji, you say, Kajima, Jiggy, New Mugu, that Haji Jesus Bombajinos, Pujao, the bell. Hang Tolonge, and New Mugu, that Haji Jesus Bombanaburis.
Then a Chanchisambi Sajiba Legado.
More Sajibi, Jibi Gozo, Chunkos on the Pondoro, Danji Chunkos, Bon Sajiba Gozo, New Mugu, Dajumbo Tonaris, Marbe.
Then a
lag itoma sajeba goes on your mo chungus of bombarova. Pejabe. Hag tonon goes on your mukunda leji jet bonsagres.
Nicha
jet bonders. But the nausea is.
He's saying the example is like they're similar.
but they're eliminated simultaneously. At the path, according to the tantric view, at the tantric path of seeing, both the artificial grasping at true establishment and the innate grasping at true establishment are abandoned. So that happens at the path of seeing. So there's just,
so
I have some confusion
about
the eighth bodhisattva.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another part.
And in the same way that they are abandoned simultaneously at that point in the tantric rounds and paths.
Uh-huh.
In the same way, arriving at the
eighth
bhumi,
bodhisattva ground.
Eighth bhumi, the three of the lesser graspings into existence are
okay.
Simultaneously.
So,
like this being simultaneously.
I see. Okay. So the way that they are abandoned simultaneously on the eighth bodhisattva ground is the same way that the innate and natural grasping at true establishments are abandoned at the path of seeing, according to the tantric.
Simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
Not saying that they're the same abandonment.
Right.
They're the same place.
Okay. So simultaneously. Is everybody clear on that? So this is according to the tantric path of seeing.
Is what we're...
No,
this would be sutra today then.
Yeah. Rinpoche is talking though about tantra, right?
Tantra,
the difference, the differences, the examples of the tantra, of how it is in tantra and how it is in sutra.
Tantra ke lang de jeda nyoba chebu res.
The tantric path is very powerful.
Ha ge tonang de jeda nyoba chebu res.
The tantric path of seeing is very powerful.
Pajin dibi ane tonang de gonang de kaleb mo de gya ge nyomu ge da de leje de gnalo tantra ge tonang
So the perfection vehicle in order to eradicate the natural and artificial afflictions, you must go through the various stages. But in the tantric path, one can simultaneously eradicate all of these artificial and natural afflictions simultaneously on the path of seeing. So the perfection vehicle, one must go through all those stages previously explained, whereas the tantric vehicle, simultaneously, one abandons them at the path of seeing. So once one reaches the eighth bodhisattva level, then one has eradicated the afflictions and the grasping at true establishments, so he or she is then a foe destroyer or an arhat.
Nyamu bhaja marbya ho de le waris sa jeba goba chuba son de ge tene shidi bung waris marbya ya
sa jeba goba chuba son shidi pacha pangdu. So according to the perfection vehicle, once one reaches the eighth bodhisattva level, he or she has abandoned the afflictions and the grasping at true establishment, so he or she is then a foe destroyer but is not a Buddha. The reason that he or she is not a complete Buddha is because he or she still has the obstructions to omniscience, which are the imprints of the predispositions of the afflictive obstructions. So the imprints of the afflictive obstructions left imprints, and those imprints are called obstructions to omniscience. The obstructions to omniscience inhibit one from being all-knowing or omniscient. And this is why, even though the afflictive obstructions have been eradicated and the being is a foe destroyer, that he or she is not a Buddha, an all-knowing being. So it is on the 8th, 9th, and 10th bodhisattva grounds that he or she then eradicates the obstructions to omniscience and is able to achieve the state of complete Buddhahood.
Oh, that's such a good thing. अने डेंजिंग खोलो लोशे इंसान न्यूमों तं डेंजिंग लो लोशे इंसान ती जब बाचा दे क्यों युवारस बाचा ती वहाँ के देवतुबन हाँ दुगारस देना वो दे देवतुबन हाँ दुगारस तो अने छो थांजी छें दुगो मरस अमीशन थांजी छें बाला अने बाचा दे डी दो शिजी डी बा शिजा थांजी छें बाला अने डी बा इंसान शिजी डी बा शिजी डी बा शिजा योंजु छें बाला बाचा दे डी गो योंजा दिले शिजी मिंग ता बरस शिजी डी बा.
So the reason that this is called obstructions to omniscience is because it obstructs one. These imprints still contain imprints of the afflictive obstructions, or the imprints of the grasping at true establishment, still contain imprints of grasping at true establishment. And it's because of these mistaken views, that one is not able to achieve the state of all-knowing or omniscience. So these imprints are the obstructions. So this is why this is nominally designated as, or called, this is why they are called obstructions to omniscience, because these serve as obstructions to the all-knowing mind, and these obstructions are the imprints of the imprints of the afflictive obstruction. So this is what inhibits one from achieving all-knowing state.
That dancing bacha del chembo di chongo songshiro songshin na digre gosha sa zoba mabu yuwar da ta ala songshin na digre songshin dancing bacha chembo de sa jibag bu di de gobag bu chongo de jobag bu ane sa jobag bu nu warisa marwa ane chongo bomba da sa jibag du nyang res sa jibag nu waris sa jibag shang chu yuwa maris wade Pashin TV oma tanju yu ta na ane dancing chongo 中文中文的感觉不用说那很大几千把这三节把这龙骨当追过我对对中文过的是吗对吧.
So this is according to the Mighty Amiga Prasangika view. I think I left that out before. But the imprints of the grasping of true establishment, these imprints of the imprints of grasping at true establishment are eradicated, and there are three levels of their abandonment. The great level of obstructions to omniscience, the medium level, and the small level, and these correspond once again to the bodhisattva ground. So the eighth bodhisattva ground, one abandons the great level of the obstructions to omniscience. The ninth bodhisattva ground, one abandons the medium level. And the 10th bodhisattva ground, one abandons the small level. Once one abandons the small level of the obstructions to omniscience, at that point, once that abandonment takes place, this is the line of demarcation where one becomes an actual Buddha, achieves the state of Buddhahood, and achieves the two bodies of the form body and the truth body, the longku dang toku.
What jicha do chose? Then you go this.
The tamche.
Range chose. Kuji jicha do. Chugu longku chugu. What do you go jicha tuba? Tuba then you go this.
Okay, so it's fine just to say that the three bodies that are then obtained: the truth body, enjoyment body, and the emanation body. So these three bodies are achieved. And what one thing that I just forgot to state before is that there's not arguments, but debates about how this last three, or how these obstructions to omniscience are eradicated. But to simplify them, we'll just use the format of great, medium, and small. That is also explained. It's explained in that way as well. One achieves the bodies of a Buddha and complete Buddhahood, omniscience, all-knowing state, once the small level of the obstructions to omniscience. So this is the completion of how one traverses the perfection, stages of the path of the perfection vehicle. So now we've arrived at
Tantra. Lisa, draw yourself.
Lisa, you have a question?
Can you explain the word datu?
When you're talking about mind dhatu and I dhatu,
uh-huh.
Is this something to do with the body?
The word for dhatu is
consciousness.
What is dhatu in Sanskrit?
Dhatu is not
Sanskrit.
Ombu.
Is it womble? Is it sense power?
Sense power.
Is
Migo ombu, nai ombu.
I just I don't know.
I prefer it referred to as eye consciousness, no consciousness.
Migo ombu, nai ombu, sos, yeah. Migo ombu. Oh, kogarse gudu.
It's seek, dondagare. The kongi triwa, it's seek. Datu, it's seek.
Datu is na ombu maribu, ombu.
So sense power.
Migo ombu rwa, migo ombu, nai ombu yores. Migo ombu du zures, te shidu na wres, te shidu. Sindu na wres.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say that.
No,
eye dhatu knows dhatu.
Mind consciousness
dhatu.
Yeah,
mind
consciousness
dhatu.
It doesn't say
migi wangbo.
Migi sheba
eye consciousness, eye dhatu.
Eye consciousness, yeah.
Migi sheba, well, juk ma la ten jeba sana, migi sheba ombo la ten.
Shirab nimbo nang la.
Shirab nimbo nang la.
More. Make your obol and make your obol cigarette, make a con cigarette. Make it a mini double over order. Make your obol. Con all a mig con.
Rome, Rome, Miki con mebane.
Eji con mebane. Nobody should be conscious
about
them. Medals. Yeah.
Calm. So it's constituent or.
Can't you see the non amigo over the mig con cigarettes? Obu non obus lagres, ku mini mimo dagres.
Miki calm, migi wamp.
Miki cons and amigo obu dangerous.
Ah, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah.
Oh, so here, datu means sense power, correct?
Yeah.
Wombo
yeah,
is sense power. And we were just going over it in the Tibetan. Calm and wombo, I guess you can use. For the same word, apparently. So, here, dhatu means sense power. Does that answer your question?
We're talking about the artificial, sorry to go back to that, artificial and innate afflictions.
Uh-huh.
Could you say that, or is it right that your like previous mental continuum left imprints for the innate afflictions in your present? Mental consciousness
like your,
is responsible for the artificial.
When you say previous, do you mean
like
the
past
last,
lives.
Like
past,
past
lives,
lives
right.
Or past the one right before this one?
Either. That would make sense.
Jewa ngami, ju. So the question is the previous lives mental continuum responsible for the innate afflictions?
The ones that just arise.
Jewa
ngami,
ju. The nyomon, lenje, gi ju, ribe.
Jewangami ganes.
Jewangama.
Last life.
Jewangami ju ju.
Ju senju senju.
Senju. Jewangami senju.
Jewangama the last life man this kulshi.
Jewangama ngami ngama.
Ngama yoro.
Ngama.
Tuzuk ngalo sheba yuar sheba yuaris. Jewangama sheba yuar. Ti ngama sheba yuar uta.
Dene kongi chiwa nyomon lenche the di jepo ribe.
Jewangama le.
Ju di jepo.
Tanda ngasul niyo mung lhenje to kuyo ta mamu yung diya ti chewa ngami bhasha le ten yung tumar bhe chewa ngaman dyosha mamu chi ti bhasha shan si di ngasul yodarwa tanda de chen tang chenwa diyo ngasul niyo mung kuyo ta lhenje che diya ta ngaman yung diya resi te si di ngaman ngaman yung diya tuma me pa resi.
So since beginningless time we've left imprints or seeds within our mental continuum of both natural and artificial afflictions. We've had various attachments, we've had various negative emotions, and these have left predispositions or imprints in our mental continuum. So since beginningless time, the previous life, previous life, previous life, we have left these predispositions, and so yes, the seeds of the natural afflictions and the artificial afflictions have been planted by one in his or her previous life or in the continuums of the previous beings' lives.
So we have finished with the section on the perfection vehicle in this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. And there is a very small section on Tantra at the end. And if one wants a more extensive explanation of the stages of the Tantric path, then one can look at the book called The Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path, of the Stages of the Tantric Path, the Ngarim Chemo. And just a translator's note. By Lamson Kappa, and it's a text like the Great Treatise on the Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, but it's about the tantric path as opposed to the sutra or perfection vehicle. One can go over this condensed version, and then if one wishes to have more information and a more expansive understanding of the tantric vehicle, you can look at texts such as that.
What is the name of it, please, again?
Great Treatise on the Tantric Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. So it's quite large book, maybe this big. Probably it's similar to the Lamrim Chemo.
Then ji sawan du bi zaju 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 gin de ba mo bu yo res
sawan du ba
sawan du ba da then ni din chu da ji ji da he ba ja da wo du su ge ha ku mo ji su mo no mo cho ha res ha
so there's a large amount of tantric teachings Jay Rinpoche wrote commentaries on a large amount of the tantras. Highest yoga tantras such as the Guhya Samaja Tantra, the Habhadra Tantra, Gigi, the Yamantaka Tantra, and one I think Chik Jason, Tambo, Sanwan Dupa, Dene,
Dinchu, Gigi, Dinchu, Heruka.
Heruka?
Mm.
That's Korlo Dumba, right?
Korlo Dumba is Heruka Lagamar.
Heruka. So Haruka was the name. So Guhya Samaja, Haruka, Yamantaka, etc.
Kalachaka Dukhu Deyawaras.
Also, so Lamatsam Kappa wrote a large amount on these.
Dukhu Mojo the Kirujiris.
Kirjab Jay wrote more about Kalachakra.
Yeah.
Yes. John, actually, I forgot. I'm sorry.
John Joyce.
Does that conclude the teaching on Life of the Path?
No.
No, okay.
Stages of the path for perfection vehicle have been completed. We still have to go over Tantra.
Jang Biji, Sanchu Lan, no losing your school.
You've memorized this already because you are memorizing this.
Good college at Ajahn's.
Let's say slowly. College.
Natsu Kansen Jujungo Rabba Saba Lesuna Landon Mumara Julian Rista Julian Julian Kansen Tendongo, Chajin Dong, Saba Samar Julian Rista.
Jew, the test, right?
All
the new refugees that come into Golkompsen, the young monks that come in, are told first thing when they come into the monastery that they have to memorize this text, Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment by Atisha, and they are tested on their memorization. So everyone turn towards John. Joke, don't anyone turn towards John.
The cutting chamber, not Jujungola, Lando Julian, Jumarin Tudana.
Now I'm grateful, but when I was younger, if I wasn't able to recite this properly, I would get harsh words said to me. I would be yelled at for not memorizing properly.
Putunga Tagaris, Paji, Omanjo, Chibut Tagaris, and then Pujanga Lando, come to Piavris.
So, that the
Putunga Tagar Paibuk, Lojan Jigaris, and the Landon Kanu Jidu, Putunga Yoba, the Landon Kanu, European Hijibundos.
So, I was saying that, my mind is a marshmallow right now. I was saying the path to enlightenment, saying this prayer regularly, and then I studied the five great books, the five great texts of the logic, the Pramana, of the logic primer or reasoning, the Prajnaparamita, the Madhyamika, the Vinaya, and the Abhidharma, studying these five great texts. That's the first one. I don't know if I said Pramanavartika, but studying these five great texts, and then I look at the lamp of the path to enlightenment and realize that all of these great texts are contained in an abbreviated format in this text, and I find it to be very beautiful when I read it.
What the Landon Jajida Kichabundus, Yabundus?
It's this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, is very important. Who was benefited by studying
this?
Whoever studies this is benefited. It's not who, it's whoever, right?
Yeah.
Studies this is benefited by it, similar to the golden rosary and its adornments.
It's
stated by Drone Tompa, and translators know Drone Tompa was a lay person and was Atisha's root disciple. And he passed the whole Lamrim lineage to Drone Tompa, who was a lay person. So maybe now we'll make aspirations, do dedication prayers.